Hello, everybody, or good morning, everybody, although I've been up already for a few hours, which is surprising because I usually never do. I'm not a morning person. I don't get up early in the morning. I absolutely hate it. But today, I don't know why. I went to bed like around 1 a.m. yesterday, passed out entirely flat from that skunkberry, which through the vaporizer gave me a very, very strong 50-50. It was quite heavy though, like you didn't want to move. It was couch bound type of weed. So the thing is though, that's when you vaporize it. So what is it like when you shred that stuff up and put it in a bong? Well, that's what we're going to do right now. See, the effects were extremely delayed, I found, when I took it. They were like really, really, really delayed. And I didn't like that. Like delayed by, I mean, 10 minutes delayed, not 5 minutes, not 2 minutes, not 1 minute or immediate. It was just delayed overall. So I got some shredded up here. I got a clean bong, a clean bowl, a clean screen, and filtered water. Not filtered water. Believe it or not, I'm an asshole. I use spring water to put in my pipes. I don't know. I just like there being pure purity when I review these. Oh my god, that is smooth. Oh, yeah, I definitely taste a blueberry. It's got kind of a rough exit at the roof of your mouth, but... whoa. Immediately goes from your knees to your waist. That's the first thing I feel. It tastes earthy. So it's organic. It's earthy. This is organic weed. That's not bad. A little rough on the exit, but otherwise not bad tasting. It's a lot smoother in the initial runs than the other ones are, but it's definitely organic. Not bad. Again, the effects are a little delayed. It's creeper weed. Which I'm not too fond of creeper weed, because always when you take creeper weed, especially ones that takes this long to take effect, you will just wind up taking too much and not realizing you're taking too much, and that really sucks. But it's got a berry aftertaste, but you can definitely feel the harshness of the skunk in the back of your throat. That's pretty good. Sorry about the noise. I don't know what the hell it is, but Toronto is in the middle of a storm of some sort. It's raining heavily outside. I'm afraid of taking an umbrella out there because it's just going to snap in half because the wind is coming from all sides. But since I'm alone at home today, I can act freely, which is awesome. Oh yeah, I'm going to take one more and then that's it. Oh yeah, I'm done. Alright, now I'm feeling the effects. It's definitely 50-50 or 60-40. It gives you Chinese eyes really bad. That's for sure. Oh, I'm sorry. Is that racist? God, it's just an observation. No. Whatever. So, yeah, it's pretty good. Definitely good for pain. Because my shoulders just went numb of all the pain, and I feel the relaxed and in normal position. Because what I've done is... I don't know if I mentioned this, but I've dislocated both of my shoulders several times. My left one 3 times. My right one 4 times. How the hell did you fuck that up? Well, good story. Karate. I used to train martial arts from the... From the ages of 14 to 20. 14 to 20, 21 I would say. I trained in martial arts. I was in magnificent shape, believe it or not. Probably 1997 is probably when that peaked out. But anyway, so the thing is, though, is I played rough. And I didn't mind people playing rough with me. If I'm stupid enough not to block you punching me or kicking me in the head, you know, then that's my fault, not yours, for not being careful. It is mine for not blocking. And that is my general philosophy of life, comes from that. So anyways, what happened is, what was I talking about? I dislocated it once doing a jumping forward roll and I landed wrong. That was the first time. Another time is when somebody threw me wrong, but I should have rolled with it so I could have avoided injury, so that's my fault. And the worst one came while we were playing soccer and karate. Like, in the summers, sometimes we would play soccer instead of having class. So there's a school, like, you know, 2 minutes away with a nice soccer field and everything. And we played full length. We played full length field, like 20 of us. And it was awesome. Thing is, though, is one time somebody tackled me, and I went shoulder first into the ground. Instead of break falling like I was taught to do, I go shoulder first, and no, we were running to the field. That's why we were playing the game of last one at the soccer field's gay game. Yes, we used to play that, and you would run towards whatever. And so I know that's juvenile, but I was 17, no, I don't care. And we were running towards it, and the thing is, I never tied my shoelaces back then. I hated it, and so I would always leave them untucked, and I would like have them shoestrings under my foot. And what happened was I tripped over that, and shoulder first into the sidewalk. That was the worst one. The thing is, though, is I always had somebody put it back and nurse it, not that much. So now I can't throw overhand on my right shoulder, or else it feels like it's going to come out of the socket. And that is what this pain relief is for. See, this gives you a decently coherent, very chatty high. Makes you want to talk. You're not like, no. Well, maybe I will be in a few minutes. Who knows? Because, you know, it can always hit you later. It doesn't have to hit you now. It can always hit you later. But yeah, so that was a perfect example of what this weed will make you do. It's pretty, it's pretty good. I'm not regretful of the purchase at all. $100 for half an ounce of that, that's pretty good. It's good weed. And now I feel it in the head now. Now I'm getting a head high. And not just a body high. But, anyways, I think I'm going to cut the review short here because, I mean, what else am I going to talk about? Consistency of it is, it's got some purple in there. Or bluish almost. Almost bluish. I mean, I looked at it and I need a magnifying glass. I actually just did an order to Kind Stack to get some more Kind Stacks. Which, I love Kind Stacks. All of my friends that smoke pot, I've given them Kind Stacks. Because, look it up, KindStack.com. It's a company in California. They make these stackable containers. Which you can just basically screw different strains and then just like daisy chain them to one larger, longer case. And they're pretty awesome. And they recently did a redesign of their line, which is awesome. And they also have a scope, which I've seen at Deal Extreme. But when you buy like a package there, which has like a grinder, a Kind Stack, and that microscope, it's fairly cheap. So I said, you know what, fuck it, I'm going with that. It's cheaper, it's better. They even have one with a t-shirt as well, so I don't know. I like Kind Stacks. Kind Stacks are awesome. They sent me a free one. That's how much I've bought from them. They sent me a free one last time. And it says, and in a handwritten note, I still have that receipt. It's awesome. On that handwritten note, it said, thank you, Frank. It's like, thanks, Frank. Here's a free one. In handwriting. What company does that? That is some of the best customer service I ever received in my life. And see, if everybody else was high, everybody would be that nice to one another. It's sad that it's illegal. It's really sad. And I don't understand why it has to be. Anyways, so my verdict here is it's fucking awesome. And it's the shit, and I would like it, I recommend it to anyone. It's pretty good for the price. It's really good. And yeah, take care, everyone. Toodles.